a number of police Land Rovers landed in the Cairnhill estate and they carried out a drug search. But there was fear within the wider community and concern, I suppose, with the equipment and the appearance of such a large PSNI personnel in the estate.
These issues you've pointed out are always going to be sensitive, and normally the PSNI would have liaison officers on site. There would be some discussion with the community representatives, etc., and those sensitivities would have been recognised. In this case, it seems they weren't.
No, they weren't. We have got a very good and very active neighbourhood police team within this area who know the area, know the people in the area, and know probably most importantly the young people in the area. There normally would be neighbourhood officers on site and assisting in these types of operations, but on Sunday night there didn't appear to be any, and I think that's partly why we had such a large crowd who gathered and were looking on at what it was unveiling in front of their eyes.
Now, very often large crowds like that can lead to difficulties and problems. The situation didn't escalate as seriously as it could have done.
It didn't escalate as seriously as it could have done, and I think that's down to the good work of a lot of local residents who were in the area at the time. There was upwards of 150 people who had gathered who were watching this. A number of young people, small number of young people, did try to attack the police, and at that stage local residents and community representatives stepped in and decided that, you know, the police had to carry out this search and they had to get it done quickly. So, you know, young boys throwing stones at them wasn't going to be helpful in any way. So we decided to put that to a halt and let them get on with their work.
A number of items were seized and they're being examined, and this issue, we presume, will go through the courts in the normal manner. Obviously, we can't comment on that. In your view, taking everything into account, was this search justified?
If the PSNI are saying that they have found drugs in this property, then yes, it was. And I think it's very welcome that they're taking a proactive approach and trying to get these things off our streets, which are poisoning young people everywhere across society now. But, you know, I do think that there could have been a better approach, slightly better approach to it. But I think that we have to allow the police the time and the space to carry out their investigation.
This, I'm sure, will be raised at policing board level and in various discussions at the district partnerships and so on.
Yes, well, I am an SDLP a representative on the local police and community safety partnership. We have a meeting scheduled next Monday. It's our normal meeting, but I will be raising these concerns that I have there with the head of police in Derry. And I know that other independent members have said today that they will also be raising similar concerns. It's one that I will I'll be passing on through the party ranks and making sure that this is addressed at the very top level.